think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Sometimes you watch like a 5-day cricket match and you're in the middle of day three and someone says, who's winning? And it's a very complicated question. And I think this question that I'm about to ask our guest, Simon Marks, our US correspondent on the line from Washington, is probably the same. Simon, you don't have to answer who's winning, but tell us what the state of play is that might tell us who might win.
Well, the state of play, John, is that there are two versions of what's going on here. First, there's the version that's promulgated by Fox News and the Associated Press, who say that Joe Biden needs to win just one more state in order to become president of the United States. And the expectation here is that within a couple of hours, he might win the state of Nevada. There's fresh vote totals coming out from Nevada that might put him over the top, at least in terms of the story that's being told by Fox News and the Associated Press tabulation of results. But all the other broadcasters here, the New York Times, National Public Radio, the three major broadcast networks, are more sanguine about Joe Biden's situation. They say that he needs to win two more states to put himself over the top, because unlike Fox and the Associated Press, they don't yet believe that he's won Arizona, right next door to Nevada, the state where the late Senator John McCain used to be the representative of Arizona in the United States Senate, a nemesis, of course, of President Donald Trump. Now, there are several states where vote counting is continuing. They include, here on the East Coast, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and also the state of Georgia. We know that Joe Biden is advancing his position in Pennsylvania and Georgia. He may win both of those states. We know that in Arizona, Donald Trump's position is improving. He may well end up winning Arizona. The bottom line here is that Joe Biden is closer to winning this presidential race than Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is throwing everything in his legal arsenal at this in a bid to defend his presidency, and within the last couple of hours has taken to Twitter and written three words that I never for a second imagined any American president would ever type. Stop the count, he wrote. He wants vote counts where the votes are moving in Joe Biden's direction to be halted, and he's trying to bring that about legally.
What is his logic there? Because if it's an overall principle, and you know, maybe that word doesn't belong in the sentence, but let's go with it, where politics is concerned, how does that work? Because presumably he doesn't want the count to stop in Arizona, where I think at one point Joe Biden had a lead of over 200,000. It's down to 68,000 and potentially dropping. I mean, what is he actually after?
Well, I think it's pretty clear what he's after. He wants votes that have been cast for Joe Biden not to be counted, and he wants votes that have been cast for him to be counted, and there is no logic to this position whatsoever. He just wants to use his thuggish authority and the support of his legal briefs to make a brazen attempt to cling on to the powers of the presidency. I really think it's that simple.
Outside one of the counting centers, I think it was in Phoenix, Arizona, there was a crowd gathered. There was a line of police. I think I was probably watching around 9 a.m. Let's call it 9 a.m. South African time, probably 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning out in that part of the U.S. Simon, how common are these things? And are preparations being made to take into account that this could become widespread?
Yeah, well, and they're certainly not common in the past history of the United States.
No, I mean currently,
Donald
yeah.
Trump is using a very muscular, he's using a very muscular approach here. You did see those protesters descend on that counting center in Maricopa County, asserting without any facts to support their claims that the Democrats were trying to steal the election in that part of Arizona. We've seen similar efforts underway in Pennsylvania being led by Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, and Corey Lewandowski, the absolute bruiser on the campaign team that Donald Trump has had by his side since 2016. And they're basically saying that they are going to occupy Pennsylvania until everybody recognizes that, as Corey Lewandowski put it yesterday, Pennsylvania is Trump county, country. And they are deploying an army of these so-called poll watchers who are trying to force their way into counting centers. Now, there are rules here. There have to be an equal number of Democrats and Republicans observing these counts, and they're not allowed to interfere with them. They're only allowed to observe them. So yesterday in one part, I think it was in Pennsylvania, the election organizers said, okay, there's far too many Trump people here. We're going to reduce these numbers to an equitable number of observers on both sides.
Right.
And then they put screens up over the windows to stop the other Trump people from observing and protesting right outside the counting center. These are intimidatory tactics. There's no question about that as Donald Trump tries once again to cling to power.
Thank you very much. Simon Marks joining us on the line from Washington. He's our U.S. correspondent, and we'll hear more from Simon throughout the day tomorrow, I'm sure, on all the other shows. And Aubrey Masango and Bruce Whitfield will keep you posted on what's happening with the U.S. election as well. 27 minutes past five.